Good afternoon. I'm so thrilled to be with you again this afternoon. This morning was just extraordinary. It's the kind of morning to keep me going for a long time. And these young people, Mr. Vice President, are just staggering. Phenomenal talent, phenomenal commitment. And the thing that really hit me listening to the stories this morning is these guys are all what I call social entrepreneurs. Yeah, sit down. We should have said that earlier. These guys have all come up. They've seen a problem. They've seen a challenge. And they've just fixed it. They've just gone to work. And it's an amazing, amazing group. And it's my absolute pleasure to be here today to recognize the achievements of Parade's first ever All-American Service Team. These are the best of the best from all over the country. All of you have so much to be proud of, and you're just absolute examples of what our students around the country can achieve. And the sky is truly the limit, and all of you are living proof of that. And now it's my honor to introduce Kaylee Sherrill, whose Hats for Hope project is truly remarkable. As you may know, and we heard this morning, Kaylee started a nonprofit organization for volunteers to knit hats for cancer patients, and she was inspired by her grandmother's illness. She and her team have knitted literally thousands of hats, and she has big plans to replicate this around the country, to really go to scale. And I have absolute confidence that she'll accomplish that. This fall, she's going to be a freshman in college in Indiana. I'm sure she'll make an immediate impact on campus. We were talking earlier, she's already talking to professors. She's got the psychology club lined up, and so she's going to hit that campus with a bang. My only ask is for Kaylee is that she keeps up at this, and we know she will. And we just need more students around the country to do what all these young people are doing. And what you guys are doing, your individual work is phenomenal, but the inspiration you provide for all of us is what's so special. So Kaylee, congratulations, and we look forward to hearing from you.
We would all like to thank you, Secretary Duncan, for your dedication to education and specifically to service learning. As a father, your commitment to making the world a better place for children and young adults is very apparent. On behalf of All America High School Service Team, I would like to thank the New York Life Foundation, specifically Chris Park and Steve Rutenberg, for their generous support. I would also like to thank Kelly Brown, Doreen Stevens, and all of the staff and volunteers at the League who have dedicated their time to encouraging young people to make a difference. A big thank you to Parade Magazine for including the recognition of community service on the impressive list of All-America teams that began over 50 years ago. There is no higher calling and nothing more personally rewarding than service to others. Through honors such as the All-America Service Team, we can reach out and teach current and future generations the value of leadership and community service. We need to increase support for youth service programs and develop a greater awareness within our schools of the need for community service. Just as there are all conference and all state sports teams, we should encourage and promote the same for service teams. Wouldn't it be wonderful if every high school not only had a football coach, but a service coach to train, encourage, and support the student volunteers? Each and every one of us has the opportunity to contribute to society. It starts with a personal connection, and before you know it, what began as just a simple idea results in reaching out through service to others. It now gives me great honor and privilege to introduce to you one of America's top public servants. This gentleman embraces and appreciates service to our country, as evidenced by the personal relationship he makes with the servicemen and women of this great nation. He takes the time to talk to each and every man and woman of the military and truly values meeting each and every one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the Vice President of the United States, Joseph Biden.
Great job. Kaylee, I'm impressed. I understand that you learned yesterday you were given this assignment. And when I was your age, the hardest, most difficult speech ever made in my life, I was class president, and I had to stand up at our graduation. I used to stutter very badly, for real. And I remember I had to stand up at our graduation. All my job was to welcome the parents and introduce the class. And it was literally the most difficult speech ever made. If you had told me I was going to introduce the Secretary of Education or the Vice President of the United States, I would have been it would not have happened. It would not have happened. And so I admire you and all of you guys. I mean, look, you know, if you first of all, I know we've already thanked Chris and Steve, but I also want to thank Parade Magazine. This is a good deal. This is a very, very, very good thing to do at a time when we have a president of the United States who got started by service to the community. And if you ever wondered, and I can say to Maggie Murphy, the editor-in-chief, if you want to know whether there's a coach for service, you're looking at him right here. This is the guy. This is the star of the operation of our cabinet. This is a guy who I've been with all over the country. He literally inspires kids, teachers, school boards, parents, everywhere he goes because, you know, he lives the way he talks. If you knew a little bit about his family, knew about his mom deciding early on that there needed to be a mentoring program and the schools weren't servicing poor kids well enough, you ought to meet his mom. It's incredible. But the whole family, his entire family, his brother, his sister, him, they all got engaged in doing what all of you do. And all of you not only are doing, but I suspect dream maybe you'll even do more. Well, this is a role model here. By the way, he was also one heck of a basketball player. Seriously, great basketball player in high school and college, played in professional basketball in Australia. So this guy's got it all. So if you want to follow anybody, this is the guy right here to follow because he is the coach, and he's the coach of our team as well. You know, I'm delighted that you all are, and I feel badly. I feel like I should be turning around talking to the kids instead of talking to all of you. So excuse my back, but to all of you, I'm delighted that you're here with Secretary Duncan and also here at the White House. Parade Magazine has the league, Christie Park, and of course, all of you winners. This is the stuff that makes our day here at the White House. And I know this sounds corny, but I really mean it. This is the stuff that makes our day. And Secretary Duncan can tell you I'd much rather be with a group of high school and college students than with almost anybody else I could pick. You think I'm joking? If you know me, you know that's not an exaggeration. But and while we're at it, I think you guys owe a round of applause to any of your parents who are here, any of your mentors, any of the people who made you what you are. So you ought to thank them. Give them a round of applause. Tell them what you think of them. Because, folks, this stuff doesn't happen by accident. This doesn't happen by accident. The truth of the matter is that, we all know this is a pretty busy place, but we have and we have lots of visitors coming through here. But the fact of the matter is that you guys fill us with genuine pride. We've had All-American teams here. We have the winner of the everything from the professional leagues, the NBA, the National Basketball League, the Major League Baseball, the World Series winners, my alma mater, Syracuse University, lacrosse, last year. But seriously, we have that all the time. And we should. We should recognize that capability. But nothing done by any of these great athletes, and they've done great things, has the potential to do as much for the American people and for people abroad as what you all have embarked on. And the thing that I think is so neat is that there's such a spontaneity to it. As I understand about most of you, I mean, you sat there and decided, no one came along and said, why don't you do this? Why don't you get involved? You've been self-starters. I just got back from Africa, and I was asked by the president to go try to work on a place called Sudan and Somalia and Kenya, and all having different problems. And when we were there, my daughter, who's 28 years old, who is a social worker, just got her master's degree and working full-time as a social worker in social work, and she came along, and she went into a slum, it's referred to as a slum, in the capital of Kenya, where there's almost 1 million people. And they literally live on top of a garbage heap. Now, that's not hyperbole. That's literal. If you took a backhoe and you went down, you could go down 10 to 12 feet, and you would never hit hard ground. It's pure garbage. There is no sanitation, no showers, no running water, almost 1 million people. And like you, she came out of that tour energized, not depressed, energized, filled with the absolute conviction that this is a man-made problem and it has to have available to it a man-made solution. And I got the feeling you all are like that. You all have this inner thing about you. And one of the things I know, and I'm not using my prepared remarks here because I feel so strongly about this, one of the things that I know some of you and one of you had said that you're worried that, not worried, you point out that, you know, some people might think this is, I think it was Jordan who said, there are always people who think you're dorky. Well, let me tell you something that's hidden behind people who say that. They know there's nothing dorky about it. They feel, you make them feel smaller because they aren't doing what they know in their gut, in their heart, they should do. I have found the people who are the people I most admire as leaders in the community, in government, in business, in labor. They're the people who don't preach a sermon. They act out the sermon. They actually go out and they do things. And no matter what you think people are thinking, I guarantee you I know what they're thinking. They're envious of your commitment, your selflessness, and you make them rise above themselves eventually. You actually, you know, we use the word inspire, you know, so loosely, you inspire. The point is, it's real simple. It's not even as high-sounding as inspiration. People look and see what you're doing, and they know. They know with every fiber in their being, in their gut, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. So I just want you to know by your example, you make everybody better, not just the people you're helping, not just the cause you're supporting. But I really mean this. I say to all you parents as well. That's how it works. That's how human nature works. People's conduct rises to the occasion when they see people around them doing that which they know they should do, but have either out of lack of regard, selfishness, feeling it can't be done, helplessness, they haven't done it. So the fact of the matter is, you all are an all-American team. I was going to go through each of your accomplishments. They laid out five, but I don't want to do that because that would be disrespectful to those who I didn't name. Because all of you have that special thing. Every single one of you have that special thing because it's spontaneous, because you would do it if no one were looking. My deceased wife, my first wife, who died when she was very young, in an automobile accident. She used to say the real measure of humanity is if you would do something good, knowing no one was looking. No one was looking. And guess what? That's who you guys are. That's why you got picked. There's other kids, I'm sure, and young people who've done really great things. But the people who change things are the people who do what you do, knowing no one's looking. No one will know. Because it's worthy of being done no matter who knows it's happening. And, you know, they're the people who change history, literally. They're the people who change people's circumstances, not the people who, and by the way, if you do it well enough, necessarily you're not going to be able to hide it. That's not bad. I'm not saying the recognition is bad. It's good. But the thing that makes you so special is I'll bet every single one of you would do what you're doing if it was done totally anonymously. That's why I admire you so much. I really do admire you. I really do admire you. Because you're the kids, you're the young people who are going to change. You're going to continue to change the way things are better. The measure of our humanity, in my view, is whether or not we continue to inch forward. We continue to progress. That's the history of the journey of humanity. It's the history of the journey of this country. The people who continue to push the barrier of equality. When I say equality, I'm not just talking about civil rights. And that's critical. That's what got me involved in the public life, the civil rights movement in my state. But I'm talking about equality, meaning you stepping in to tip the scales in a way that you give somebody who otherwise wouldn't have it a fighting chance. And you know, I watch one guy do it, and I watch him do it. No, I'm not joking. I'm not being solicitous. I am this guy's biggest fan. Maybe my wife is his biggest fan. I'm his second biggest fan. But all kidding aside, it's just about doing the right thing. Simple and silly as that sounds. And you all are doing the right thing. You've done it spontaneously. I admire the devil out of you. And I want you to know, if you decide to go in public life, be president instead of vice president. And I tell you why. The reason why I have to go is I'm supposed to be in the Situation Room, literally, right now with the president on a threat briefing. And when the president says you should be there, there is a certain obligation to be there. But with your permission, before we leave, I'd like to be able to have my picture taken with you. Is that okay? Folks, as they say in southern parts of my state sometimes, you've done good. These kids are special. They're special. And the more Parade Magazine and the rest of you elevate them to the standing they deserve, the more it's going to empower, encourage other kids who think they probably can't do this. It's no different than sport, man. It literally is no different. What in all of you who were thought yourself to be good athletes, what got you involved? You looked up to somebody. But most of all, you looked up to a peer. There was somebody a year or two ahead of you. It wasn't in my day in the late 50s as a high school player in the early 60s. It wasn't, you know, Mickey Mantle. It was a guy named Duke Evans who played center field before me when he was a senior and I was a freshman. That was the inspiration. That was the inspiration. So we adults can appear to inspire, but the people who really inspire young people are other young people. And you guys are an inspiration. Thank you all for doing this, and thank you for allowing me to be here. Appreciate it.